to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the issue gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? ¿Todo estará bien? Este mañana es sábado. What's up, everybody? Don't calm down. It's not that was not Spanish radio breaking through. That was just me exercising what little Spanish I know. Welcome to Video Game Bang, where I'm your host, Corey Vincent, back at it again. Lovely to see everybody in chat so far. We have StarKiller195, Nismonic, my twin, Lost Sheep 26, Living Dead Man, Duty Pants. Welcome, Duty Pants, to the chat. And of course, good old Goliath. If you're not listening to this live on Twitch, what are you doing with yourselves? We do this live broadcast on the website twitch.tv/videogame_bang, where you can watch the show live, interact with us, ask questions, all that kind of good stuff. If you like the show, you are doing yourself a disservice by not checking out the show live. And for those of you here on Twitch, you can follow us on the flip side of that, iTunes. Go to iTunes.com, search Video Game Bang, give us a 5-star rating. We're on Spotify. We're on the Google Play Store. We are everywhere podcasts are found. And we appreciate the love we get. Joining me on the show, as always, my co-host, my partner in crime, Aaron Carter, what's up?
We're not going to do the sponsors?
Yeah, we'll do the sponsors. I was going to let you do the sponsors, actually, so go for it.
Wow.
Yeah, good job, dude. That's chemistry that we have on this show.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like it at all. Yeah.
I set you up, you knock them down.
Our sponsors, of course, are Kotaku.
No!
Your number one source.
Oh, shit.
No? That's not one of our...
No, that's not even funny.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, I got a couple of chuckles out of
it. Why don't we talk about some real sponsors?
GG Gamer Subs, get your bump, everybody, of course. You got NRG, powered by NRG.
Powered by NRG,
and Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come with the coffee, stay for the comics.
Are we allowed to announce the thing from
No,
because
it's not
no?
done yet.
It's not done yet?
No.
Oh, wow. All right. Mystery. Yeah.
I took pictures. I can't even post.
What?
Yeah.
You're on NDA?
Yeah.
Have you
seen them online yet? No, I can't. I can't do anything.
All right. Well, he's also here, David.
What's up, everybody?
Oh.
What?
He's also here.
Yeah.
What? What do you expect? What do you want? All right. Let me try it again.
Yeah, let's try again. Let's try this again.
The man you all came to see.
There you go. That's more accurate. What's going on, everybody?
I don't know if it's accurate, but
he goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's That's been going on? What's new with you?
Nothing. Just chilling, living life.
Going to the gym a lot, I see.
Going to the gym a lot.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. No, yeah. Not as much as I used to.
Trying to get gains.
Trying to get the gains.
All the gains. Is that what they call them?
Yeah, the gains and the glutes and stuff.
All right.
I don't know. I'm needing muscles.
Right.
So I noticed you've been pretty active on your social media about the gym. So is this a way to keep yourself motivated or to inspire others? What are you doing this for?
I don't think I'd be very active. I posted the first thing about the gym in a long time yesterday. I was looking for advice.
What was the advice you needed?
Oh, I was trying to find some like supplements or something to take.
Like steroids?
Yeah.
Or like gamer subs?
Yeah.
GG, get your bump, everybody.
No, like some sort of I don't know, like post workout thing or pre workout thing, or that's something that people that go to the gym do. So
okay,
yeah.
What is your goal?
Gains. We just went over this. Gains.
Okay. World domination.
There's usually a number, or you know.
No, just trying to drop weight and like gain muscle. I guess. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah,
sounds about right. That's why you go to the gym.
That's pretty much it.
Some people just go to just lose weight. Maybe they don't want to gain muscle. They just want to lose weight.
Oh, there's no such thing. Why would you want that?
To be slimmer?
He's also joining us on the show. He's been doing a good job holding it down in my absence. Good to have him on, as always. What's going on, Steven?
What is going on, man? How's life?
Good. How's life been treating you? I don't feel like we talk enough outside of the show.
You know what? Probably not. No, I know that for a fact we don't.
Yeah.
Which we probably should.
One of life's great.
Same thing with David. Like, I don't... If it wasn't for, like, Xbox, we probably wouldn't communicate.
We never talk to each other.
Yeah. I'm starting to think you guys don't like me. I don't know.
Well, you know.
But, you know.
Getting the hint. Took long enough.
Jesus.
You could always be straightforward with me, because I'll be straightforward with you. For
stone
sure.
Cold. I made my first sale of GamerSups this last week.
Nice.
A buddy of mine came over. We were working, trying to fix my air conditioner in the house, and we were getting into like hour six and starting to fade pretty fast.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I think I need a break for some coffee. I was like, no, bro. We don't do coffee in this house. I made him a shaker of GamerSups. We chugged them. And like 15 minutes later, he was like, so what was that thing you gave me? Because like, I'm feeling
he's
like.
Scratching his neck. What was that?
Okay. He said, that's can I get the bump of that?
Yeah. He was like that.
I can feel my teeth.
It's got me so like hyped up, but like control. Like he wasn't like shaky or anything like that. He was like, and we were working on like wiring and stuff. So we needed to keep our brain power going.
Yeah.
And that's when I explained how nootropics works.
Did you say it right when you explained it to him?
No, probably not. But he went right home and bought a GamerSups.
Nice.
Gave it to his son. His son works like doing like I didn't even know people actually have these jobs. I thought robots took all these jobs. But I think he works like on a line.
Assembly line?
Assembly line of some kind.
I thought you were going to say he double checks the are you a robot? You know? He's the one that monitors the... The Kafka or whatever.
That guy missed one of the car pictures.
He's like, no, failed.
Failed. His son works on some sort of production assembly line. And I guess he's like, he's always complaining. He's like, after my lunch break, I'm just like on the assembly line, just dead. Like, I'm falling asleep. It's so boring.
That's how I am when I drive.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
I'm pretty sure I've almost killed a bunch of people.
GamerSups to keep you alive.
Yeah.
But he had it like at his lunch break, and he's like, I didn't go to bed till 3 o'clock in the morning. Like,
it sometimes works a little too well.
It depends on how much you put in and like what the how concentrated it is.
I don't know.
One scoop is like plenty.
I did one scoop, and I was like up till really late, and I was like, I can't do that. I have to like either do that first thing in the morning, to where it wears off during the day, or. Yeah.
Do you drink a lot of caffeine though?
No.
Yeah, so that's probably a part of it.
Oh, because
your body's not used to
not
like,
on drugs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do more drugs, Aaron.
Do more drugs.
Do more drugs.
That's terrible.
Wow.
You'll be fine.
The views of David Webb.
Yeah.
Reflective on VGB
or America.
Somewhat
or
America. Yeah.
Don't do drugs. Stay in school.
Yeah.
Are you guys taking it like where you just knock the little spoon of? Powder and then you like a small sip of water?
No.
Yeah.
You don't do it like that?
I do the powder and then with a water chaser.
Yeah,
and
it's
then
like
I mix
you supposed
up
to have like
a
small thing of water. You don't mix it in. You just knock back the powder and then you just chug the water to wash it down.
What?
I guess why don't you just snort it.
I don't know. People like say it hits them faster.
Oh,
I don't know.
Or
well, pre-workout.
General, pre-workout.
And gamer stuff, it's all the same. It's just powder. You just drink
so when I figure out my pre-workout stuff, that's how I have to do it.
Yeah. Because pre-workout and like gamer stuff is probably going to get you the same way. Like
I'm not going to cut it with water. I'm just going to eat the powder.
Yeah, you
that's
you
how you get
just tilt
it.
Your head back, knock the powder back.
Yeah.
And then you just like chug water so it washes it down your throat.
Be careful with that pre-workout stuff. Like, that stuff's hardcore.
Oh, no,
I would probably just... I would definitely not mix it with your GamerSups. I would...
No, you probably have a heart attack if you did. Yeah. No, don't...
No, that's why I don't want you to go out and
choose one.
You should
one.
Just... Have you tried just using GamerSups as your pre-workout?
No. No, I'm looking for, like okay, pre-workout maybe isn't the right one. Like, post-workout. Like, the protein to help.
Oh, you just need
Okay.
Was it whey isolate or something? Because you're trying to build muscle, right?
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Do you have milk allergy stuff? Like, are you good with dairy?
Not really.
I got some stuff for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll recommend some stuff. I got some
sweet.
Stuff. But definitely for pre-workout stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Don't mess with that shit. Just use your GamerSups.
GamerSups will
keep
get
the energy.
Yeah,
they actually promote that. Like, they have some, fitness people. I don't know. I haven't finished my GamerSubs.
GG GamerSubs Bro Edition, and then you just
no, but like they
it's
have
for the games. That's their slogan.
They don't have, be a nerd like the rest of
don't
them.
Don't be this guy.
You want the GG.
GG Gamers up.
Like bodybuilders, that's the word. But yeah. Not like extreme bodybuilders. But yeah, those are people. But yeah, they do pre-workout with Gamer Subs and it keeps them focused, you know, throughout the workout and hyped. And
so use that code word VGB if you're going to get your Gamer Subs. My wife just did that. She listens to a lot of podcasts these days.
Yeah.
And every major podcast... yeah, that's why it's not us. But every other major podcast, they promote Audible.
They run those
commercials for Audible.
Yeah, like, Audible seems like they sponsor everybody on the planet.
Yeah, BGB for the first 30 days off.
Yeah, HelloFresh.
Yeah.
HelloFresh is another big one.
Oh, wait, so. What's the underwear one?
MeUndies.
MeUndies.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you know you made it. When you're sponsored by MeUndies. It
sounds like
when you get
Leprechaun.
What's the other one? Post.
Somebody's got MeUndies.
Stamps.com.
MeUndies and Audible. Those are every the podcast. Trifecta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have
I must
three,
not listen to enough because I listen to.
You got to.
I listen to Deezus and Meryl and they only get sponsored by Red Bull.
I thought they're not listening to real podcasts.
Because they
listen
first,
to real podcasts.
First of all,
Deezus and Meryl hilarious.
Deezus and Meryl need to be introduced to Gamer Subs.
They definitely are a real.
No,
podcast.
they're probably not.
They Gamer do it Subs. from Red Gamers. Bull Studios.
For what?
They do it in Red Bull Studios in New York.
I guess they're
My wife finally signed up for Audible though to do the free trial, and I was like, "Oh, whose code did you use?" She's like, "What code?" It's like. What code did you use? She said, I didn't use a code. It's like, so you mean all that podcast, that favorite podcaster, did not even get credit?
Nope.
For you?
Nope.
That's my nightmare, is that maybe like a whole bunch of people are ordering Gamer Subs from this show.
Ton of people, probably, yeah.
And they're just forgetting to use that code.
Lost Sheep actually used the code to get his Gamer Subs.
Yeah,
oh, did he?
Yeah.
Squiggles looks like he has too. This has been a really long commercial for Gamer Subs. Let's
see.
But we say it because we're fans.
Yeah.
One of the guys at Gamer Subs actually cooks with it. He mixes
it. Spaghetti? In his spaghetti sauce.
He may have, actually. Not lying. I know he did it in his eggs.
What?
Mixed the powder with his.
I get the concept.
Yeah.
No. But why?
It's you just
you
want to
get
it.
That. You want to eat your egg and get that.
Focus? Yeah.
Yeah, get that focus.
You get the protein, you get the nootropics.
Just drink it while you're eating regular eggs. Yes. Why are you soiling?
Yeah, why are you putting it in there?
Why are you soiling your food?
Are you not drinking? Are you not drinking anything? Whenever you're
sometimes no.
Okay.
Sometimes there's no time for that.
Right. Makes some sense.
Yeah. No. Savages.
Put on
clearly.
A blender. Put a muffin, some eggs. Some
I don't want OP orange in my eggs.
Exactly.
I want OP orange in my water bottle.
No, I think he put it. I think he. What did he use? Blueberry. I think.
In eggs.
I can see
he put in like his pancake batter.
I don't know if he put the blueberry in eggs. I don't know what flavor he put in his eggs, but he put something in his eggs. Ask him. Chad plays on Twitter.
Oh my god.
Ask him what he put in his eggs. He put Gamer Subs in eggs.
So I got a bottle of water right here, man. Right here.
I'll buy him a whole case. Like, do it right. Jeez. Not at all. Good lord.
He's like the VP of something. So at Gamer Subs.
I don't care. Titles mean nothing to me. Do you think you're up here? Everybody bleeds. Everybody poops.
You vote on Twitter, then we brain bang.
That is, of course, the Brain Bang theme song, where we ask Twitter a question and we get responses, and then we talk about it on the show. So the first question we've had in a while, actually, and this one came to light because as I was gone, there was a big announcement for Call of Duty. I'm assuming you guys did your due diligence, talked about that, right?
No, we don't talk about.
No, there's a new Call of Duty coming out.
Yeah, what is that about?
We made a rule while you were gone that we're not going to talk about that trash.
We actually didn't even talk about games like at all. Yeah, it was crazy.
Good to know. Good to know.
We got political.
It was all audible.com.
Yeah.
So, the big news coming out of the Call of Duty was that it's going to feature a Battle Royale mode.
Oh, we talked about that.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys are all excited about Battle Royale mode.
We're really bummed that Emma was not on the episode being talked about that, because we knew she would love that news.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the antithesis of everything. Like, I mean, I could see how someone who is anti-establishment would love this, because you have the poster child for... rinse and repeat games.
Yeah.
In Call of Duty. And then you have them just jumping on to the latest, greatest trend that literally everybody is doing. So the question was, Battle Royale mode in gaming. Do you think we need more? Have we've have enough as it is currently? There's way too many. And then other. What do you think, Aaron?
I think I needed answers again.
I think I wasn't paying attention.
So when it comes to Battle Royale modes, do you think we need more? Do you think we have enough?
Like, not
stop,
more.
Stop right now. We have plenty. Or do you think there's already too many?
And that's why I think I don't, because all three of those answers, I would have to go with other.
What's the other?
The other one is make whatever you want and let the fans, you know, sort it out.
So you don't have a horse in this race.
Yeah. No, because I don't dislike the mode. Like, I'm not being like, oh, let it die type of deal, you know? Because I think they're just going to kill it. So look at MOBAs. We had the same thing, right?
True.
You know, go get your kill for Strife or Smite or whatever that was.
Oh, yeah.
There was a whole bunch of those.
Yeah.
They'll die off on their own because they'll just be bad. They're already dying off of their own, Cliffy B.
I'm just saying.
So they'll, you know, let evolution take its course. That should have been an answer. Let evolution take its course.
Let's see. Some people in the comments said, no more. Delete all, please.
No, you don't need to delete all.
That was from at Goob Jutsu.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds right.
Worked long and hard on that name, didn't he?
Ibeeb says, sure, but only thing making COD good is zombies.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
That's an opinion.
Yeah, that's an opinion. Good call. Those were words.
Good
tweet. Good tweet.
Those were words.
Boomer on Twitter says a couple more. He wants a few more.
Wait, is his name just Boomer?
Yeah.
Like the NFL?
There's no numbers or anything? It's just
Boomer? It's like zeros and O's and stuff.
Okay. How did he get that name?
No.
Boomer? Day one, Boomer.
He's that's had my that name for a long time.
Since the beginning.
What do you think, David?
Actually, okay, so mine's a combination of Aaron's. I don't dislike it. I actually like the game mode a lot. But for that reason, I think there should be less. Because I think if it's too saturated, then the whole genre is going to die. Like, it's
name
gonna,
a
like,
genre that's died because it was too saturated. The fighting one. Oh, wait, no. That's still there.
Okay.
First person shoot. Oh, wait. That's there. The racing game.
Open world games.
Oh, nope. That's still there, too.
Yeah.
Damn it. Too many.
Point
and
being,
it dies. Everybody.
Okay, all right. Dies is the wrong phrasing, but it like
the right ones will die. That's what it is. Like I said.
So you think
the right ones will die?
The ones that need to die.
The right ones will live.
Yeah.
No, you can say it both ways. Okay. I'm saying the ones that need to die will die.
The ones that need to die will die.
So yeah.
I don't know. I think if it gets too saturated, then like things can get overlooked.
And let's be honest. How many are there? No, there's two. There's PUBG and there's Fortnite.
Okay.
Let's stop the rest. What are the other ones?
Call of Duty?
All right. Yeah. Exactly.
H1Z1. Is that still a thing?
Yeah. H1Z1.
Really?
Still a thing.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
When the developer himself told me, did you look at that other game over there? Huh? I know I'm supposed to show you my game, but did you see that one over there?
I know, there's more of them, but that's the thing. Is like, I don't know.
Because nobody, the like I said, the cream always rises to the crop.
I feel like your sayings are off.
Yeah, I feel like that's a little off.
I feel like you're having a stroke.
You had your gamer subs?
Nope. Cream always rises to the crop.
All right.
There you go.
You're like Biff Tannen. Make like a tree and get out of here. Like, it makes no sense.
Missed
like,
it by
Biff. Come on, man.
So the other one, Nehemiah__ says we need a battle royale mode for a Street Fighter.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see that one. Now that'll die. It'll die quickly.
Or it'll win.
Or the crop will be cringe.
Or the crop.
No, the crop will be cringe.
That sounded too dirty. That sounded way too dirty.
We found the name of the show.
Have you creamed your crop lately?
Yeah. You can do the artwork.
Street Fighter is the way you do it. That's
well, I mean, what was the main what was the voting look like?
Let's see. With 3% of the vote was other. So there's
Aaron. You're a 3%er.
Yeah. 21% said they wanted more.
Interesting.
That's a high number. 37% said there's way too many, and 39%, nearly 40%, say we have enough, just as it is.
Yeah, I mean...
You brought up a good point, though. Like, people are kind of... Emma, specifically, who joins us on the show every once in a while, like, hates these games. Like, she makes it seem like there's way too many, but really there's not that many.
See, I feel like she doesn't actually hate the game mode. Because for one, she plays PUBG.
Yeah, she loves PUBG.
I think she hates hearing about it in every single game. So she doesn't want it, and I'm totally... It's no, not trying to speak for her, but like I feel like she doesn't want it in everything. Like if Spyro came out and she loves Spyro, and all of a sudden like Battle Royale mode in Spyro, she'd probably be upset because like why are you now bleeding it into the crap that I like?
I just don't want to see it become like a fad. Like remember not that long ago when games were coming out with like card modes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
and it was just like it was random. It didn't fit.
Everything had a freaking
everything had a card game with it.
Yeah,
that's what I don't want to see happen with this game.
And it will. It's trends, man. It's gonna happen.
GTA got one too, right?
A battle royale mode.
Yeah,
they did for a little bit. I think you still play it on there, but it's not like a hey we drop you out of a helicopter. I feel. I think there was one where you like spawn because I played it where you spawn with a group and there was vehicles and they had a battle royale mode. Yeah, they still have it in there. Their
online.
Multiplayer online, yeah.
Yeah, I think it can't. It's gonna get worse. Like, there's gonna be a lot of them. Like E3, I think to sum up in one word, will probably be battle royale.
Yeah.
I hope not. I hope they.
That's gonna be the theme of
they
all.
Really show some new stuff that I haven't seen before. I actually watched a video, like a 30-minute YouTube video of upcoming open world games from 2018 and 2019, and I saw a lot of stuff that I'd never seen before. So I was like, this is. At least bodes well.
Oh, speaking of bodes well, that is a What You Playing theme song. Hey!
What you playing?
It's been a while since I heard the What You Playing theme song. It seems like the podcast gods don't bless you guys with such great theme songs when I'm gone.
And we thank
it's a different blessing.
They bless us by yes. not playing them.
It's a different blessing. We worship a different god than you.
God I serve doesn't dress like that.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's the What You Playing theme song. We go round robin around the table, talk about what we've been playing. Fairly simple rules. We've been keeping score since the beginning of the podcast. Go figure, I'm in first place. Aaron is in last place by a large marge. And Webb's hanging in there. He's hanging in there.
Good for you, Webb.
Around.
Good for you.
What you been playing, Webb?
Sea of Thieves.
Gonna have negative points there because that's a repeat. Repeat offender.
That's how you know it's a good game.
Is it? Or is that just the only game you're good at?
Both. So, last night, I thought you guys were jump online. So, I got online and I picked a private mode and got a galleon. That way, nobody else can jump in.
So, galleon is the giant ship. It's the giant usually ship. Takes like four people to man, but you were doing it by yourself.
I was doing it by myself because I was like, all right, it's cool. My crew's going to jump on and I don't have to exit the game to get them in. You guys didn't, and but I survived the Kraken.
Sorry that I was tired.
I survived a Kraken attack.
Oh.
Because they don't touch the small boats; they only go after the big ones. And like not long after I was playing, I was like, "Man, I am really pushing my luck because I know I'm gonna get a Kraken attack." Sure enough, I was almost to the island I was going to. Water turns black. Tentacles pop up. I'm running from one side of the boat to the other, like shooting.
That's funny that they would actually have a. Kraken attack for one person.
I think it's just based on the boat. I don't think it's
well before the private match. The developers were saying they only attack full crewed boats.
Yeah, but on the galleon,
he was by himself
on a galleon.
I know, as so, I said, they said a full crewed, so that means everybody is on the boat. He was by himself.
But that was probably before you can choose to have a galleon by yourself.
Well, that's why I just said, that's funny.
Wise words, Stephen. For wise words. No. Is this what the show's like when I'm gone?
You guys just fumbling over one simple concept?
Anyway, I beat it. It attacked me, and then it threw me over my ship to safe water. So I just waited there for my ship to sail out, and then I jumped onto my ship, and well, I'm a merry way.
Wait. So you didn't beat it by shooting it.
No, I did shoot it quite a bit.
But it just tossed you away from the battle, and then you just waited for your boat to leave.
Well, the ship was almost there anyway. It was halfway out anyway.
Way less.
I survived.
Yeah, you
survived.
Okay. Yeah.
I still survived.
You made it seem like you beat.
This is like him saying like he got into a bar fight with like six dudes. He's like, yeah, I got a bar fight with like six dudes, walked away.
Yeah, no.
After they whooped my ass and I picked up my teeth.
It's like they threw you through the window and then they walked away because they were done.
Exactly.
And I got to get in my car and drive away. Like,
semantics.
Okay. The way you started that story.
Because I thought you really did. Like, I mean, because I didn't, you know, because I was watching the stream too. I was writing and, but I had like other videos and stuff playing too. So I didn't hear. I heard you were fighting the Kraken, but I didn't see you, I didn't see the outcome of it. I saw a couple of cannons go off, and then I heard, "Oh yeah, beat it or whatever." And
I beat it.
I thought, okay, cool. All
right, but to be fair, the game does count. If you escape the Kraken, then you beat the Kraken. So by the game standard,
that's not beating the Kraken. That's running away from him.
It's not running away if you shoot it.
That's exactly what you did.
It's semantics.
No, he didn't run away. He got thrown away.
Oh, he got thrown away.
He is literally
the Kraken was like,
the Kraken,
I don't even want to deal with you.
The Kraken.
I didn't shoot him.
The Kraken was Uncle Phil, and he was Jazz. He literally threw him away.
He got thrown.
Yes.
Wow.
Thrown out.
Wow.
Wow.
Make that gift, people.
Actually, please make that gift.
Damn. He's tossed out.
Tentacle Phil.
Tentacle. Tentacle throws him out of the house. I have to find that gift now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I give you 2 hours.
Yeah.
That gift will be made.
What you been playing, Aaron?
Nothing. I literally have just been researching video games and writing. Writing. Yeah. I played Assassin's Creed a little bit. Maybe the first hour of it.
Which one?
Syndicate.
No.
And.
I got a little bit further after we talked about it.
It's not. It's
Assassin's Creed.
It's Assassin's Creed, yeah. It literally
same
is.
Same broken mechanics.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Frustrates the hell out of me.
It's frustrating because.
Will Syndicate come up?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know if it
I
is.
I know Unity was, so why would they take it?
Because Unity was broken.
I understand that.
So maybe all their brokenness stemmed from them trying to add in some type of co-op.
That was the root of it.
So they're like, oh, wait, let's take this out. So I don't know. It's frustrating because I'm always like, okay, I can look at this game and I can tell if I'm going to like it or if I'm going to not like it because video games kind of always follow the same thing. And I've got off of that for a little while. Because I'm like, you know, I don't know. And then maybe I'm wrong in all this. But then I picked up Assassin's Creed, and I was like, nope, I'm back on the rightness again. I knew it. So it's like, all right, it's the same old thing. And the last one I played was Assassin's Creed 2. Mm. Like,
damn,
that's the difference between, you know, in time that I've played this game. And I was like picking up the same thing. And I'm like, it's just a different, you know.
That's wrong. Because Assassin's Creed 2 is a superior game.
I played one, like, all the way through. I played a little bit of Black Flag, and then I played Syndicate. I played the same game, just different locations.
Yeah, you're just all over the world this time. And I'm like...
Basically it?
I'm like, come on. I mean, I understand it doesn't have to be drastically different, but at least let me, you know... It should feel different.
It needs to be
different
enough.
It should be more fluid.
It should feel different from the
time. It should be more fluid.
Yeah, from the time of 2 to now, or to Syndicate, what's after Syndicate?
Is there one after
Syndicate's? Oh, it was the Origin.
Origins? Yeah, with
that's
Africa
the one they
kind of
re.
Okay. All right. And I don't know how Origin plays, so. But this doesn't, again, bode well for the Assassin's Creed series for me. I'm just. So I put it down and downloaded Metal Gear. And I have to start playing that.
Haven't tried it yet?
Not yet. I just started the download.
What you been playing, Steven?
Last thing I was playing was Tomb Raider. Rise of Tomb Raider.
Ooh.
That's what I was playing. The game still gets me with the deaths. Like, when you die gruesomely, it's like spike goes through your face.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's kind of rewarding because you're like, ooh.
Wow.
But then at the same time, you're like, fuck, I got to start over again.
Like seeing women die.
No, it didn't matter who it was. It was gruesome. It's
kind of rewarding. You finally got what she deserved.
No, because like.
Raining on those tombs.
Jeez.
Because like usually it's like a generic death. Like your body just slumps over or something.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's
you know what I mean? But like it's kind of lame. Like it's like World at War, hanging with limbs get blown off. You're like, oh man, that's awesome. And then you play Call of Duty now, and it's
I was gonna say everything else now.
The character just slumps over, and it's kind of stupid.
Yeah, it does.
No, you
suck.
Want the blood and the gore.
Sometimes when you play Overwatch, like, you know, the characters die, and you don't even really think about it. But there will be a few times where I'll see like an out of mech diva running and get domed, and then just slump over, and it's the saddest thing you've ever seen.
It
kind of happens in slow mo, and she just kind of like realistically just crumples, and you're like, oh. Damn.
Some of the graphics that they put in there
It's because she's out of the mech. So you just see this 18-year-old girl running around and get sniped.
It's sad.
That's why it's sad.
So sad. It's such a happy game.
What you been playing, Corey?
I've been playing Clash Royale a lot.
Oh,
it's not a game.
It is a game. What is it?
No.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's an app on your phone.
Yeah. I mean, but all video games are apps on your computer.
Damn.
No. Well, they're games.
This is a game. There's a competitive aspect to it.
It's an app.
Have you played it?
I played Clash of the Clans.
Well,
so you played it.
You have no
frame
of reference.
It, yeah.
So you played it. Yes. No. So you played it.
He has no frame of reference.
If you played that,
I've seen the commercial. I feel like I played it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah,
how many
exactly.
what?
How many trophies do you have?
I'm like 900 something.
Damn, you're playing a lot more than I have.
Yeah, I'm like on the fourth stage, I think.
Oh, yeah, I'm still on the first one.
Really?
I haven't been playing it that much.
It's good. I like it. It is kind of a grind, though, man. Mm-hmm. I just don't like the feeling that I have to play like so much to get marginally better. But then I watched a match of like level 9s.
Yeah.
And it was way more complicated than what I'm doing right now. So I'm like, okay, maybe it is baby steps and you have to get better and better at the game.
Maybe I'll watch some.
Like if they push you in the deep end, I'd be overwhelmed.
Okay.
You spectated somebody.
Yeah.
Doing this.
Yeah. Why?
He just saw a video of some guy just going, click.
No. Like,
there's strategy click. To it.
You have a team, right?
Gets a text message.
You picking up dinner? No.
He just swipes it over.
Nah. You get added to a team, click. And you can have friendlies, and then you can watch the VOD from two of your team members fighting. So that's how I watched. In the game, in client, actually.
Oh, wow.
Don't act like you're not impressed. It's a pretty
I
cool feature.
I am not. I am not.
Wow.
But I'm glad you're having fun.
I'm having lots of fun, and that's what counts.
That's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Anniversary Edition came out of Overwatch, so if you guys are Overwatch fans, that is out now, where what they did is they're running a cycle where you could play Lucio Ball one day. They brought back basically all the events throughout the year. And they're cycling
cool.
through them.
Okay.
So the Retribution stuff will be on there. And they brought back all those skins that were available.
Nice.
You have a chance to unlock.
For every single one or just that day?
For the whole
time the event's going? Okay.
Yeah. They're also doing a, what else? It's ranked free-for-all. It's annoying as fuck.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, just a bunch of Junkrats.
Junkrats.
Yeah.
Maybe some McCrees.
A couple McCrees.
Yeah.
The Moiras.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all that's in there whenever you play free for all.
Yeah. But I think that takes us out of what you're playing. Good job, guys. So just to remind everyone, I'm still in first place by 1,000,000. Aaron has got a negative 10 billion points. Webb has 37 points. And Steven.
Good for you, Webb.
Steven climbing the ranks. He's got a solid 100,000 points. Good
what
job.
Can I say?
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Was it the women
gifted.
Dying? Was that what did it for you?
Yeah, probably.
It was the,
really
it was
put
the gruesome
over the edge.
Women
that
death.
Was the
that was
twisting
a,
of the nips.
That's what
that's
it was.
For him. Yeah.
Horrible.
All right.
We get like a 2-minute break, right? That's what this means?
Yeah. They use the bathroom or something.
Just call it Uber.
Start good.
Uber. Yeah.
Having some food delivered.
Aaron singing the blues. That's a rough one.
What?
That's a rough one.
Is that a rough one?
Jesus.
You have the news stories, right?
I do indeed.
And blues rhymes with news.
The official Fortnite tournament will offer 100 million in prizes, everybody. Winnipeg Games revealed its albeit limited time, Fortnite ranked play mode last week. It promised more details on competitive play would arrive soon. Now we know a little more on Fortnite's future in the professional ranks. Epic is pumping $100 million into tournament prize pools in the game's first year as an esport.
God damn.
That is a lot of money.
Twitter exploded that day. Of, like, we had some of our CS players, the Rocket League guys, like, every pro, Smite guys. I saw some of the Smite pros from Dignitas screen cap them with the hovering over the uninstall Smite. And then the next screenshot was installing Fortnite.
Damn.
Damn.
Garrett from Rocket League quote retweeted it and said, "Where are we dropping, boys?" It definitely turned a lot of heads.
The official Fortnite competitive scene will kick off this year. Details on how the pro will work are forthcoming. Though Epic said they announced it's seeking a different approach to esports. They say, "We plan to be more inclusive and focus on the joy of playing and watching the game. It's possible that professional play will follow a similar system to last week's solo showdown mode, where players picked up points depending on how highly they placed in 50 games, rather than having to win a match outright. There's a certain amount of luck involved in Battle Royale games like Fortnite and Players Ground Unknown or whatever. It's all PUBG. As weapons and items you collect spawn at random, and you might find yourself far away from the active play area as a barrier forces players closer together."
So, it's smart because watching that game is difficult. Like, especially, can you imagine a LAN for that? You'd either have to set up 100 different PCs, and then the spectator client would always be missing something cool. Or maybe you can get around that by, like, a lot of people are doing, like, those PCs that are housed, like a server type of thing.
You seen those computers? Yeah.
Or just get 10 people spectating, dedicated to 10 players, and then they're just, you know, going around, like, you know.
Yeah, but they're just going to miss stuff. There's so much going on. They can barely keep track of a Smite match that has, like, just 10 people on the field, let alone 100 people. Like, you're always going to be missing stuff. The only other thing I can see is to do, like, open it up to where you could spectate whoever you want.
And then you're going to miss stuff still.
But at least you're seeing who you want.
Yeah.
Like, the viewer can, if you're a fan of somebody, you're just watching them the whole time.
I liked when we did, I was talking about this, going back to the NOG family game night, like, last year, when you were doing the spectating for PUBG. And, like, I liked how you had the ability to go to the map and you could see hot zones. It's like, oh, let's see what battle's going on over here. And you could drop into the battle.
That's,
like,
the best we were able to do.
That,
yeah.
And I thought that was kind of cool because you can see what's going on. And then when you see something starting to die down, you can pop out and say, okay, this is a hotbed right here. Let's go see what's going on. You have less of a chance of missing things if you could see where.
So if they showed, like,
this is in PUBG?
Yeah.
So they show, like, what, like a small, like, reticle or a little, like, you know, icon, and then it shows if it's shooting or something.
It was like a, like, you could see all the red dots of the people coming together.
Yeah, you could see, like, teams kind of like, oh, these guys are heading towards the same spot. Let's go spectate that because they're clearly on a collision course.
If you do, I can see if you did that, and then also, like, you see, like, a little, like, their icon lights up a little if they're shooting. Then you know, oh, crap, they are shooting at something. Let's zoom in, or let's drop down in there and see what's going on. That'd be kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah,
$100 million. I mean, that's just a testament to how much this game must be making.
The prize pool surpasses the Overwatch League, Blizzard's most serious effort in making Overwatch a leading esports. The league is offering $3.5 million in total for its years. The winning team, in which the four stages, claim $100,000. Epic's cash injection also eclipses other major esports, as The Verge pointed out. Dota 2 prize have totaled $140 million over the last 5 years.
Jesus.
And the winners of Counter-Strike, Global Offensive, and League of Legends scenes have seen only a little over $50 million in each game.
Tough to know, like, fucking money. Fortnite is just doing things right. Like, they just came up with the perfect method. Like, remember when we were at Twitch and we saw the Fortnite booth? And
yeah.
It wasn't that poppin'. But we stood there, and didn't I say to you that this will be bigger than PUBG?
Yeah.
I called that shit. I knew it was going to be big, but I didn't think it was going to be this big.
No.
I didn't think Drake would be playing it. I didn't think a boxer would knock somebody out and then do the emote in the ring.
Right.
Soccer players do it, too.
Soccer players are doing it. this ninja dude's just making probably $100 million a year just streaming.
What's weird is, like, the dude, I had somebody at work ask me, he was like, have you played it and stuff? And I was like, yeah, I played it once. I've won once as a solo, and I've won once as a group. And I was like, kind of, for me personally, I was like, that's kind of all I needed. I didn't really get, like, okay, I won.
Did it once? Let's say I won.
What's next? All right. But I'm like, I see the appeal in it with other people. It's, you know, it's easy on the eyes for, you know, a little cartoony graphics and stuff like that. So, yeah, I can see, you know, people getting on that train. I've heard of people that aren't even gamers playing this game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I got...
That's true.
Well, we talked about a couple weeks ago, baseball players.
Yeah, there's a baseball player had to stop playing. They told him you can't play because it's distracting from your baseball career.
Yeah, yeah, that's
the one that's actually making you money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For now.
$100 million?
$100 million.
Is it going to get you to install the game, Aaron?
No.
You don't want a piece of that pie?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
I'm.
What about casting it, man? You could at least start, like, getting knowledge enough. You got to learn about the tilted towers.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm all right. I think so. Like, trust me, for video games, like, how long do I stay on a video game to where I'm, like, I'm dedicated to just that one game for the longest?
I didn't even know you played games.
There you go. That's, see? Look at that.
It's new news. Breaking news, guys.
I keep moving.
And Carter plays games.
What's next?
Fortnite
What's
movie. Next? What's next? Someone in chat. Special cases in chat.
Let's not.
You don't think it'll happen, though?
You don't know it'll happen.
If Angry Birds got a movie, this
like,
is
it'll,
getting
it'll happen. I'm just saying.
Hey, first of all, Angry Birds was hilarious.
Like,
I don't care what you say.
Starring The Rock.
There's his gold.
It's no purpose for it, but I mean, they'll if it makes enough money, they'll do it. Friggin'
Emoji
Epic
movie,
not Epic. Whatchamacallit? Who's doing Fortnite? Is it Epic?
Epic,
yeah, Epic.
Yeah. What happened to the other mode?
Oh no, that's done, dude.
Oh, see the world.
Yeah,
why?
It got shut down real fast.
Why? What happened to them releasing it for free? Is what I'm talking about. Some BS. You're making enough money now. Let us have that other game.
They probably will just to fulfill the promise, but they're not banking on that being.
That's
anything.
Fine. I don't need them to bank on it to do anything big. I just want another free game.
You know what they need to do? Like, they need to make it so you can link your Epic account with your PS4 and your Xbox Live account.
Yeah, that's the problem with the systems, though. It's the problems with the systems. They don't talk to each other. Like, it's the same thing when we were... What were we trying to play? We were trying to link something. Was it DC Universe?
Maybe. I just want to be able to sign in and use my same account. I don't need all my stuff.
Do you know who really needs a Battle Royale mode? Crumple.
Went. Oh.
Crumple.
Yeah.
Nascent Games is in the chat right now, so maybe we have his ear. I think a Crumple
Battle Royale
mode, that'll get you going, man.
Yeah.
$100 million prize pool. Drake, let's do it.
Yeah.
Don't jump on the train.
Lil Yachty. I think Lil Yachty played with Ninja. Train.
God.
Yeah, didn't we just talk about, you know, what people wanted and, you know, didn't people say it's enough?
I don't know.
Or then let's do a card game.
They haven't seen Crumple.
They could make a Crumple card game.
Yeah, Crumple card
paper.
Game.
It's one step away.
What's your next story?
Epic added an item in Fortnite by accident.
Oh, I heard about this too.
Yeah, Epic's newest patch was released on Tuesday morning, and players quickly noticed that there was an addition to the game that wasn't in the patch notes, a new backpack called Eye of the Storm Tracker. It turns out that the reason the item was in the patch or wasn't in the patch notes, it wasn't supposed to be in the patch at all, according to the comment on Fortnite's subreddit by Sean Mr. Popo TFS Hamilton.
What?
That's his
Did
name.
Did he just slam everything he likes together?
He like, put, yeah.
Mr. Popo is my favorite Dragon Ball Z
Team
character.
Fortress.
I'm really into Hamilton right now.
See, they won't get the S at the end, but it's for Sonic. It's for Sonic. He's the community coordinator at Epic Games. The Storm Tracker was an idea that was being tested for one of those backpacks, he said. Those are not intended to make, though it was not intended to be in version 4.2 content update, we can't promise that it will ever officially be released. However, we do hope those who get their hands on it had fun while it lasted. The backpack themselves are in line of items that are added to the game, same patch, first thing. Trying to see what that backpack did. It sounds like the Storm Tracker was taken back out of the game. Yeah, it doesn't even say what it really did.
Yeah,
I don't think they really do anything.
Yeah, it says unclear what the Storm Tracker does.
They added a jetpack in
Saw
this last
that.
Patch.
Yep.
I've been watching some of those highlights. It basically turns you into Pharah a little bit. Like you could hover and shoot down on people.
I've seen people like hover with it, but too high, and then drop and die.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Just like, well.
Yeah, well, it's you got to use it right.
And then yeah, because you don't. I guess you don't get your parachute. Like with the jetpack back, like at a certain height. Because I've seen people like build up, you know, high and then use the launch pad and then get their parachute.
I think that's the only way, though.
Is that the only
way? If they build up high and they just jumped off, they're not going to get their parachute.
Yeah, you don't get your parachute.
You have to get the parachute from
and
the launch
jump
pad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of whack. Whatever.
Yeah. It's just, I guess, comes with the territory. You put out updates all the time. You make mistakes. I think your boys over at Sea of Thieves did the same thing. They released a feature where you could hand items off to people, apparently.
And it was messing
it
up underwater.
Broke the game. Yeah. And then they took it away.
But I like that they're coming out with week after week videos. Like, they just, you know, how many developers come out with that we know of that are like really big and public about it? Not a lot of them.
On a weekly basis.
Yeah. That's what's dope about them.
So, next week with The Hungering Deep.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is that on your news stories? Your little news stories, Aaron?
No, we talked about it the last two episodes.
Sorry, I wasn't here.
Yeah, next Tuesday, though, 29th, it'll be out. They haven't said anything more, but that character that they showed in the teaser, which he recanted on, and he was like, wasn't a trailer guy. Sorry, it was a teaser. He said, we'll be more careful with what we call things. I'm guessing he must have got some. Hey, that was not a trailer.
Excuse me, yeah. That was not a trailer.
Yeah, he had to get some of that.
So by definition,
exactly
it was a
2 minutes, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But a thing also that I like, what he said in this last developer's update, he said, everything that comes out in this new update with the Hungering Deep, he said it'll be introduced for, you'll have a limited time of getting certain things, but then those things will go forth and just be in the game from there.
Yeah,
I was like,
there will be incentives to jump on early to play it,
okay.
but those will go away.
Yeah, those will go away, but then you're everything else staying in the game. And I'm like, why don't games do that?
So you have a few things that are limited, but a bunch of other new things, and the other new things are staying, but the limited. Okay, that's cool.
And you'll see those people with those limited things, like, hey, you should have been here. I got the.
It's like the day one eye patch.
Yeah, like the day one eye patch. Yeah.
They keep saying, like, the new AI threat. Has that been leaked yet? It's a giant shark.
Everybody
really?
Knows
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a Megalodon.
It said that day one.
Yeah, they showed it in that little teaser.
Megalodon? Is it Megalodon or Megalodon?
Megalodon.
Say it any way you want.
It's Megan. The Dawn of Megan.
There was a guy, I was watching a video game trailer for, like, a survival game.
Wait, go ahead.
And he was just saying the names of, like, things weird. Like, I guess you can get a cut in the game and your cut can get infected if you don't take care of it. And you put maggots on it. He kept calling them maggots.
Oh,
he's like, just grab some maggots and put it on there.
Did he have
and
like
then
an
he
accent?
Didn't have an accent. That's what was weird.
It's like people that call bagels bagels.
Then he was in the jungle, and he was like, there was a jaguar there, and he called a jaguar. He kept saying jaguar.
That was a jaguar.
I was like, what the hell is
this? Wait, what game was this?
It's I got to go look at the name of the game again, but it's a survival game. It literally is just Tom Hanks in...
And Castaway.
That's literally what it is. You're stuck on an island and you have to survive. And literally, when the guy makes fire, he goes,
////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////////
you know. I don't know, it was just weird. Just kept calling everything weird.
What? How do you imagine a fight with the Megalodon will go? Like, it, like a Kraken makes sense. It has arms to shoot at, but...
Something's underwater that big.
Obviously, yeah. You're going to get spears to throw. Ooh. Harpoons to throw into the
They definitely need water. To add a new weapon or something to make it interesting.
If you can throw harpoons just on anything, I'm only going... Harpoons versus everything.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Did that technology even exist, though?
Yeah. A harpoon is just a long spear, sir.
Did pirates have harpoons?
Good lord.
Yeah.
Yes. You ever read Moby Dick?
No.
But you might want to.
Was that a pirate thing, though?
There was boats.
It was the same time, though.
Same time.
It was the same time?
No, yeah.
Yeah, there was boats. It's the same time. As long as there's boats.
As long as there's boats.
Pirates existed. Pirates existed
since the dawn of time. First of all, fucking spears have been invented, dude.
But this is like pirates. There's a difference between a spear and a harpoon. That's why we call it a harpoon.
A harpoon is just a spear used on water. In water. No. Yeah. It's all it fucking not. Is.
Yeah, it is.
You are you thinking like the gun harpoon?
You don't throw a stick in the water and say it's a harpoon.
So are you saying...
Well, you don't.
Wait. Are you saying...
Steven does.
Somebody walked up to the edge of the shore while the other people were getting on the boat, and they were like, wait. Jeff, do not bring that spear on this boat. We're not ready for that technology yet.
The world's not ready.
The world's not ready for that.
Wait. Grab those rocks.
Get those rocks. I want those swords too.
So you think they're
bring
gonna,
those swords?
You think they're just going to add spears to the game?
They could.
I feel like when you say harpoon, there's an implication that there's some sort of mechanic. Like,
why?
Like a slingshot type of thing.
So you want to be launched?
Are you thinking of like harpoon gun?
Yeah, he's thinking of gun.
Yeah, no, bro. That's harpoon is just a fucking
welling spear. It's not unfeasible to imagine that they would have a harpoon gun.
Yeah, but that's called a harpoon gun, and harpoon is just a spear on a stick. Yes.
Right, exactly. Yeah. The harpoon gun, though, it's not that... I mean, like, the ones now are fancy, but...
It's just the fucking crossbow. It's just a launch.
Yeah, it's just a launch.
On a bigger scale.
And it has a rope attached to it.
So, I'm with Aaron. If there's harpoon guns, I'm harpoon everybody.
I'm maining harpoons.
I'm going to jump onto another person's ship and harpoon them.
Well, think about it. Because if you can put a harpoon on your ship, right?
Yeah.
Already. Think of how crazy the boat, the ship battles would be.
Can you harpoon onto
a ship and then fucking,
for the record.
And then slide down.
Yes, that'd be so dope.
For the record, we've said the word harpoon more on this show than I've said in my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, I've never said the word harpoon this many times.
You never got any harpoon, huh?
So you never harpooned, huh?
Speaking of harpoons, or you can just harpoon the ship that's attacking you from behind and then just tow
them. Yeah, it fucking hits your anchor. They like yank them, do damage.
Yeah.
Come on, Rare. We're building your game for you.
Yeah, if they listen. Because that's hands down harpoons, what that needs to be done.
I hope there's no harpoons in this game.
If you can harpoon
I want to pull
a crewman off their ship. Think about that shit. Yank him out.
He gets harpooned. It's just in him like the whole time.
Because I'm thinking like the first time I ever played... Oh my God! What's that zombie game?
Call of Duty.
No.
Dead Rising.
Left 4 Dead. First time I played Left 4 Dead, and you remember the spitters or the guys that latch onto you.
Mm.
We played that. We all walked out, and I remember turning around and seeing a friend of mine just in the doorway, and I didn't see inside the room, and that thing came out and grabbed him and pulled him in. Like, that scene is just, like, the best thing.
Oh, wait, the thing with the tongue?
Yeah, the little tongue thing.
I was thinking, like, the jockey from 2.
So if you're sitting there and you're sailing, and then all of a sudden the person next to you is harpooned and ripped off.
Chat has some stuff to say about this. Let's see. Ruru 2, he says, Moby Dick follows a whaling ship. They aren't pirates.
But there aren't pirates.
But there's fucking harpoons on that ship.
And
that's
a
different time period.
No, pirates exist.
Yeah, they exist today.
Forget the time period. It's a boat and a harpoon. That's it.
That's the focus.
I can see your argument if it was like a pirate ship and a fucking laser rifle.
Exactly.
That's the same thing, practically.
No!
I don't think you know what a harpoon is.
It's a fucking...
It's
a knife and a fucking stick.
I think you guys are oversimplifying...
Google it.
You guys are oversimplifying the technology of a harpoon. Yeah,
I think you're over... I think you're overestimating that. I could probably go outside and make a harpoon right now. I probably can.
Here, use my fucking mic stand.
I've got a rope in the back. You've got a tree outside that I'm sure has a long enough branch.
Someone look up the difference between a harpoon and just a spear. Because I think you guys are confusing the two.
It's like I think a harpoon has a hook.
It's barbed.
It's like me talking about guns and you talking about slingshots.
Harpoon.
They're different.
A barbed, spear-like.
Barbed.
Okay,
barbed!
Whoa! This fucking strange things, barbed! Tim, on the shore.
Whoa.
Do not bring that barbed thing
Don't bring that crooked spear over here.
Don't you dare bring that on that boat. We are not ready for that.
Jeff, bring the spear. But Jim,
so jagged.
The
I swear to God, Jim, you bring that damn thing on this boat.
Spear-like.
Armageddon.
Spear-like. Continue, please.
Missile attached to a long rope.
Wait, you say missile?
Yeah.
We're talking about missiles now, folks.
Okay, all right.
Pirates did not have missiles.
We're talking about missiles.
Okay, hold on. Here. Missile attached to a long rope and thrown by hand. Really? We're throwing missiles by hand now?
Yeah, they're over there in fucking Iraq right now. Like,
there we go. Boom, yeah, exactly.
Javelin rocket missile over here. I don't know weapons.
If you're thinking of fired from a gun, then yeah, understandable.
We'll see. We'll see and when the update comes out. We'll see when the update comes out.
Here's the big thing. Why are you suspending your disbelief on that? And there's skeletons walking around in the same place. I can't get a harpoon gun in this mofo. But skeletons come all up and they're jangling everywhere.
Jangling.
That's so cool.
Them as bones.
Yeah.
What's the next news story? We got time for one more.
It's an M for harpoon and spear, by the way.
Well, javelin. What's the difference between a harpoon and a javelin?
I don't know. It's
javelins are for sport.
Okay.
Isn't it in the Olympics they throw a javelin?
Yeah, they throw javelins. Exactly. Yeah, if we got time for one more, what's a good
Make
one?
Make it a
here?
Quick one. A quickie.
Best Buy is ending their game club unlocked.
What?
No. Oh, yeah, I could have called that.
Me.
Why, are you a part of it? Were you guys actually a part of this stupid thing?
I was a part of this.
What? I was.
Electronics retailer Best Buy is no longer selling Games Club Unlocked, a membership program that granted 20% discounts on new video games and pre-orders. The company apparently broadcasted the news to stores via internal memo last week, but come on, it's not really internal, people. If
first
on.
Person that saw it leaked.
Yeah, exactly. And they gave it to Polygon, apparently. While the international page describes GCU, still exists, the option to purchase a new membership has been removed. GCU has been a long-running promotion by Best Buy. Two-year membership was originally $99.99, but was dropped to $29.99 in March of 2015. The move prompted online retailer Amazon to offer similar benefits to Amazon Prime membership in January 2016.
So that's what I thought. That's why I'm flabbergasted that they're getting rid of it, because that's just like conceding to Amazon. Well, that was the only reason I went to Best Buy, because if you were going to you get that same 20% off if you pre-order or you pre-purchase a game on Amazon. They'll deliver it to you on the first day and you get 20% off. So if I knew I was going to pre-order, I'd buy on Amazon. But if the game already came out, I would use my Gamer Club Unlocked, because you get 20% off games that are already out.
Right.
So you had either way, you were saving money.
Plus, you get bonus for if you trade games in, you get bonus.
I never traded games in anymore.
Oh, so it's just GameStop.
It is just GameStop.
It's just GameStop.
Okay. Yeah,
it's
100%. Soul-crushing feeling you get.
It's all soul-crushing.
The same thing.
It's the same soul-crushing.
It's just another... It's different. If anything, it's probably worse. Well, yeah, it's probably worse. Because Best Buy is a bigger corporate entity than...
It's like getting either hit with a spear or a harpoon. One's barbed.
See, it's barbed, so you get an extra damage.
Yes, so you get an extra...
I can't yank it out. I got to push it all the way through for it.
GameStop is definitely barbed.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. You can hear
barbed
the theme
for your
song.
Pleasure.
This is the end of the... Wow.
I knocked him out of it.
This show really
outro.
Took a turn, guys. This show really took a turn. I didn't think we were going to have World War III over harpoons being different from spears.
Well, if you knew what a harpoon was.
I did know what a harpoon was. I don't think you guys understand. Okay. You guys way underestimate the power.
Your
of
definition
harpoon.
Of harpoon was harpoon gun.
Yeah.
It's going to be back. It's going to be back. Everybody use that code. VGB on the GamerSubs website. Go to GamerSubs, use the code VGB. And then also go to Oblivion Comics and Coffee if you're in Sacramento. Also, there's a really cool event going on this week. No, on the 1st.
Yeah,
the
next
1st
week.
Of June at the Crest Theater in Sacramento. They're doing a free, I think it's free watch party for the San Francisco Shock game, where everybody who shows up gets free stuff. And they're going to play the game in the theater. So that's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So show up to that. You can RSVP. You can find all the sign-up stuff on the Twitter. So twitter.com/SFShocker @SFShock on Twitter. What else we got to plug? Aaron?
Big Boy? Or what is it called? Baby Boy? The bakery?
Oh, happening at
Oblivion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're going to do a pop-up, right?
Yeah, a little pop-up. Pop-up. Go get some...
Baker Boys?
Yeah, the Baker Boys. There you go.
Baker Boys.
That is definitely not it. It's Boy Bakery or something like that.
Boy Bakery.
There you go.
Boys Bakery.
Boys Bakery on June the 12th?
Like yeah, that sounds right.
June the 12th, pop-up at Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Go support them. Go support the Comics and Coffee. And get you some baked goods.
Thank you to everybody who is watching live on the show. Be sure to stick around afterwards because we do the little after show. We just kind of talk around, hang out with you guys, answer questions, whatever you guys want to talk about. I got to thank Pocket Asian. I think it was his 4-month today during the stream. So thank you so much for that sub. We're doing pretty good in the old sub territory. Emma Sky is in chat right now, too, getting ready for her cosplay at Fanime. So if you're at Fanime, keep an eye out for her.
Yeah, check it out. She's going to be cosplay as Kenan from Kenan and Kel.
Really?
It's a dual cosplay. So she's doing Kenan, and her homegirl Ray is doing Kel.
Wow.
I was that's a bold move, Cotton.
Yeah. I mean, they already did Wayne and Garth.
Yeah.
Right?
So now they're flipping it up.
It's the next best duo.
Yeah. I was like, that is dope. I can't wait to see
it. They're iconic duo.
Cannot wait to see it.
That's it for the show, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you this weekend on Saturday night for Aaron Carter's Weekend Bang.
Is that what you're doing? You're putting his name in front of it? You know how big his head's going to get?
I want my name off of it because it's such a trash show.
So oh, like, sure. You haven't checked the numbers lately, have you?
Yeah, that's the
same. I don't get the reference.
No, don't worry. You had to be here to understand. Right. It's okay.
See you later.